when we look at leveraging our partner relationships, it's like anything else, we have to work it. And that's where we have to have a strategy and a system in place to make sure that our referral strategy and our partner strategy is really going to work for us.
Educate your partner on how to introduce you, because the better the introduction, so the person that's receiving the introduction, when they can know straight away, okay, I feel like I know what this person does, it's a lot less weird to get on the phone to them when you know who they are and why you're potentially being introduced. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your co-host for today, Samantha Riley, joined by my lovely co-host who joins me every Thursday, Tim Hyde. How are you, Tim?
I am doing fabulous, Sam. Thank you for asking.
Excellent. Very good to hear.
Glad to hear you are over your ailments as well.
Oh, my goodness. I'm out the other side of COVID. Thank goodness. Did not enjoy it. It was like having the worst man flu ever. That's didn't enjoy it at all. But anyway. No, I've made it out the other side.
Never had man flu.
Oh no, Leon and I joke all the time. I always get man flu. I am hopeless. I am the world's most hopeless person when I'm sick. So today we're going to talk about partnerships and specifically how you're using partnerships to scale. You and I have talked a lot on the podcast around partnerships, different joint ventures, different ways to partner with people to grow and scale your business. And I'm super interested to dive in today because you have just come up with a new strategy. But before we jump into that, I'd love your take, Tim. Like, why do you love using partnerships so much in your business?
Look, it's free. It's free and simple. And I think compared to any other channel that we can use to bring opportunities into our pipeline, this one comes with an inherent referred trust that makes it much easier to do sales conversations, right? Now, I know a lot of our listeners are absolutely terrified of doing sales. It can feel really, you know, let's do air quotes here, icky doing sales, and particularly if you think that you're pushing something on someone. The great thing I think about our partner channel is when we get introductions and referrals from someone who's already got a relationship with a particular prospect for us and often a client for them, it comes with this referred trust, and it becomes less about sales and more, the sales conversation becomes more about seeing whether that person is a good fit for what it is that you can do for them. And it's important, but very subtle shift in the dynamic that you have when you're on a sales call.
I love that. I personally love partnerships for a couple of reasons. I'm an extrovert. I love to do business with people. I don't enjoy doing business in the, like, in solitary confinement in my office. I don't get excited by that. I much prefer to speak with people and come up with, you know, lots of fun, lots of excitement with people, new ideas. And the other thing I love about partnerships is that we're generally having some sort of one-to-many conversation because we're talking with a partner on how we can roll something out at scale rather than having one-on-one sort of sales prospect sort of conversation.
I think you're like me, Sam, you know, you get a lot of energy from other people.
Yeah.
And being able to see and interact with people, both partners and clients, I think is a really important part of what otherwise could be a very isolating existence.
Absolutely. So why don't you give us a quick overview on this new strategy that you have recently just rolled out? Because I think that this is, I really like the idea that you've come up with.
Okay. So look, we know, as I said, we know referrals, referrals from clients, referrals from partners is incredibly important. In fact, it's one of our go-tos as for us as buyers, right? We ask the opinion of trusted people in our world, right? So, you know, Sam, we talk about different tools, and you know, if you say, hey, you should really check this out, right? Because I value your opinion, I'm going to go and check out that particular thing. And we can leverage that same process in our business because it's, you know, potentially up to 80 times more effective than advertising in terms of attracting clients. The thing that I see a lot sort of where partners don't work for people is we have this initial conversation and then go our separate directions.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, hey, Sam, we should refer each other business. And you go, that sounds like a great idea, Tim. Mm-hmm. I really like you and I think it's a good fit. And yeah, right. And then you go your way and I go my way. And 6 months later, we're kind of wondering whether, you know, who you are and you know, why isn't any business coming from this relationship?
Potentially have forgotten who that person even is. Oh, you know, I've had these conversations absolutely. Before, and the second the call finishes, it's just like nothing. There's sort of no follow-up or no, you know, coming together to discuss how is this going to work.
Yeah, and that's because when we look at leveraging our partner relationships, that we it's like anything else, we have to work it, right? Now, if you're thinking that your social media is going to work without you doing anything, it's not going to get you any results. If you think your advertising strategy is going to work with you without continuing to work your advertising and continuing to refine and optimize, it's not going to work. Our partner channels very much the same, and that's where we have to have a strategy and a system in place to make sure that our referral strategy and our partner strategy is really going to work for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let me share with you what I've been doing and with great success lately. I've set my goal to have 20 key referral partners. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, those individual referral partners might chop and change from time to time because what I'm trying to do, and you don't want to try and build 20 all at once because 20 at once is quite difficult. You might say, you know, in this month, I'm going to do five, next month, another five, next month, five after that. And then 4 months from now, I'm going to add my last five partners. Mm-hmm. Key is to find people either upstream or downstream from you. Now, what I mean by that, if you look at, you know, just draw a circle and say this is, and right in the middle of that circle, what is the thing that I do? If you look, what is the thing that someone needs after me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we're looking at systemizing and automating your sales pipeline, which is the work that we do, someone after me, right, well, what's the impact of the work that I do? Well, they might need someone to provide a VA. Okay, so that's downstream from me. Someone upstream will be a business coach because a business coach says, go and get a CRM, but doesn't do the CRM work. Okay, so we need to get those people and then we can start to reach out to them. Right. Now, we're going to look at this sort of four-step strategy. The first one is to, once you identify these people in your world, we need to ask. And just something sort of simple as saying, hey, Sam, just sort of reach out. Wanted to see if you're open to finding ways that we can, you know, refer each other business.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the first thing, right? We want to get a yes. Yes, I'm open to that. Or yep. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's okay. It's an okay answer. Take that person off and on to the next person on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The second stage is educate. All right. We need to really show people and educate our referral partners what it is that we do and how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got models, this is a really fantastic place to sort of put in your models and make it really easy for people to understand what it is you do. Now, most importantly, we want to record this information somewhere. So if you've got a CRM that can do some custom fields, awesome. If you've got a little black book you can put information into, fantastic. Because again, if we don't remember what it is that our partner does and how to introduce them, it's very difficult for us to do so.
Can I just touch on something you said there? How to introduce them. I think that's something that's really important, is to educate your partner on how to introduce you, because the better the introduction, so the person that's receiving the introduction, when they can know straight away, okay, I feel like I know what this person does, it's a lot less weird to get on the phone to them when you know who they are and why you're potentially being introduced. So I think that that's a really important point there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the third part of this strategy, once we've educated our partner, because quite, you know, clearly we could still walk away for 6 months and not see each other very much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Staying top of mind. Now, if you read 4-Hour Workweek from Tim Ferriss,
which most of us have, is like the Bible of entrepreneurial dreams.
So this is where we can actually fit almost our entire week into 4 hours, right? Now, what you want to do is set a 10-minute phone call with your referral partners each week. Now, presuming you can fit that in, you might do it every fortnight if you want to sort of do it, but don't make it monthly. We want it on a really, really regular basis. And this is about staying top of mind. Because now on our 10-minute phone call, it's not, hey, Sam, how's the weather? Sam, who have you met this week that would be a good introduction for me? Right? So what you're going to do is open up your calendar and literally scroll through all the appointments that you've had with people, and then you'll talk to each other about who's a good introduction to make between you, right? Mm-hmm. And then you'll make that introduction based on how you've taught your referral partner tend to introduce you. Okay, now, last step. I'm going to do some math in a second just to sort of illustrate how this works. The last step is what we call the referral loop. Okay, so we've got an acronym, ask, educate, stay top of mind, and T for the referral loop, is that we need to go back to the people who introduced us and say thank you. Keep them in the loop of the introduction they've made for you. Okay, now again, this is where your CRM can come in super valuable, because you can literally, as those email introductions have been sent out, you can actually put them into a column in your visual pipeline or a tag or something that says, these are the people I've been introduced to that I'm waiting to come back to me. Okay, so that the next time you catch up, you can say, hey, Sam, I'm still waiting on Danny. All right, Danny hasn't come back to me yet, right? But I'll follow up. Or Danny has come back and we've booked a sales meeting for, you know, Wednesday the 3rd or something like that. Okay.
Totally.
Right. Now, let's look at some math as we overlay this. So that's our strategy. This is how we're going to roll it out. We're going to have potentially 10 to 20 phone calls a week, just 10 minutes each, and then you're on the rest of your day, right? Or the next phone call, as the case may be. Now, if we had 20 referral partners, and let's assume that those 20 phone calls each week, right? We're probably, I don't know, Sam, how many meetings have you had this week so far?
A lot.
What, you know, it's let's go, let's say.
I'm going to say I generally do 20 to 30 meetings a week.
Okay, that's quite a few, right? That's a lot of meetings this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's be really conservative and say there's only 5 meetings that you have each week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the chances out of those 5 meetings that, and let's assume that all of our referral partners are the same, they're just having 5 meetings a week, that one person out of those 5 is a good fit for what it is we do. Now, bear in mind, we've looked upstream and downstream to know that it's a natural progression from business coach to need a CRM. Right, so we should find one person each week. Now, again, so that's potentially 20 referrals per week. Let's be conservative and say there's only half of those, right? Because you only get one referral every 2 weeks from one of your partners. Right, so we're now down to 10, right? 10 meetings booked. Let's assume that we only close half of those. And we know we're going to close at a higher rate, right? We're going to close far higher than a Facebook ad because, again, it comes with that referred trust.
Yep.
And so when you close 5 of those appointments, right, into new clients, well, congratulations, you've just signed a new client every single workday.
Yeah. And that's with 5 partners.
And that's with 20 partners. Right?
20.
But again, with 20 partners. Now, again, we're probably being a little bit conservative in terms of the number of opportunities that those partners could create for you. But even at 5, even at a new client every single day, well, you know, what's your program look like? You know, is it $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? You know, is it $12,000 over 12 months? Is it $25,000 over 12 months? You're closing a new client every time. That's year one, right? Presumably those clients also come back and stay with you long-term if you're doing what you need to be doing with them. Presumably those clients also then refer you more business themselves, right? And so without spending a single cent on anything, you've got a really robust strategy in your business, right, that continues to pay off over and over and over again.
Totally. Well, just going off that with those numbers, if you are getting where you were just talking then, one client a week just by having these phone calls, and you had a 20, let's say you were charging $2,500 a month for a client, you've got a $1 million business in less than a year, because it's only 40, you only need 40 clients at $2,500 a month to have a $1 million business. So
no, we don't
in
even,
40
we don't even
weeks,
need one client per day, do we?
Yeah, no. And at that, that's super easy. So when people say, oh, you know, that sounds like a lot of phone calls, would you, if you knew that in 40 weeks you would have a $1 million business, would you commit to getting on 20 10-minute phone calls every single week? I know my answer.
You can't say, I'm just putting my hand up right now because, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yes, I must.
Totally. I love this strategy. I love that you've put a framework around it to make it super, super easy. Let's talk really quickly about some of the places that that we find partners. You and I both have a lot of partnerships or joint venture partners, referral partners, however you want to talk about it. Some of the places that I find partners or have found partners in the past is by connecting with people on LinkedIn. And this isn't just a, we're going to connect and do a 10-minute call and all of a sudden we're referral partners. With someone that you've met on LinkedIn, it's generally, and I'd love your, if this is the same for you, Tim, but I would find it's generally multiple conversations. It's something that you need to warm up to if it's someone that you haven't met before or hasn't been in your network before, but definitely have got partners from LinkedIn. Most of my partners come from people that are in mastermind communities that I'm part of. And the reason that they're the people that I always go to very first is for a couple of reasons. Generally, if we're in the same mastermind, there's a lot of the same values because we're kind of in the same community. And we are generally of the same sort of mindset and normally this, you know, a similar kind of business size or experience. So they're really great people to do partnerships with. Over and above that, where are some of the places that you find your partners?
Look, networking groups is another one. You know, any community is a great place to find stuff, even if you've got a business coach yourself, right? You know, so I know, Sam, a lot of your listeners are also, you know, clients of yours as well. Mm-hmm. Just look around you and say, okay, we're all here for the same purpose. We're all here to mm-hmm. grow our business. You know, what is it you do? And just ask the question, say, what is it you do and who do you serve? Mm-hmm. And if the same, if the, you know, it's a rule, right? If they're the same, in the same space, having the same conversations with the same people, but don't do what you do, that is a great opportunity to say, hey, just open, wondering if you're open to collaborating and seeing how we might be able to help each other grow, right? We serve the same people, right? We have a similar conversation, right, with the same clients, but don't do the same thing. And if we both did it for a client, they would be better off. Let's make it easy for our client, right, to get better results.
Those two questions are the first two questions I ask anyone. What do you do? And who do you serve? They're the first two questions I ask anyone. And even if I'm having a potential partnership call with someone that does do something similar to what I do and does serve a similar kind of client, if it's someone that I gel with, I will still generally do something with them to build our audience and see what we can do together or introduce each other to potential partners. So don't just write someone off because at first thought they may be a competitor, because you just, you know, if there's a values alignment and there's, you know, you're excited to be talking with that person, just start to explore where could this go that could turn into different partnerships down the track.
Yeah, I'm channeling my year 12 economics here with effective specialization. But it is, right? Have that conversation, and if someone's not quite ready, put them into another funnel of potential partnerships, right? Mm. Continue to nurture that relationship so that if someone drops off your active referral partner group, that you can tap into that potential group and say, right, we've been building a relationship for, you know, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, whatever. Are you open to that conversation now and being more active partners again, right? But we don't start with that 10 minutes, right? Well, that's where we want to get to. We want to build. That's why I say, you know, just work on 5 per month. Don't try and build 20 all at once.
No.
But you know, if you start out just by saying, you know, are you open to this? What would this look like for you? What would it look like for me? Right? Do a cross referral, do a podcast with each other to start with and see whether there's that values alignment, right? Share each other's posts to start with, right? And if you share their post and they share yours, there's a good opportunity there to say, okay, we're already starting to collaborate on different ways. Let's take that to the next level.
So we'll put the challenge out over the next 4 months at 5 partners a month, getting to the point of having 20 partnerships, 10-minute calls per week, that within a minimum of 40 weeks, I'll say a minimum because I think that it could definitely go faster than that, you'll have a $1 million business. So I think this is a fabulous strategy to scale, and I highly recommend you jump on and do this. Tim, thanks for sharing your strategy. Really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone else in your world that also would like to build a $1 million business. And while you're at it, please follow or subscribe to this episode so you are notified every time another episode drops, which is every Tuesday and Thursday. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week on the Influence by Design podcast. Ciao. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.